I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Amy Wilkinson of Northwestern University, who will deliver an AMS invited address at the upcoming joint mathematics meetings. And her talk, which will be Wednesday morning at 10:05, is titled Chaos and Symmetry in Partially Hyperbolic Systems. Amy, could you tell us a little bit about what your talk will be about?
I'm still thinking about what I'm exactly going to say, but I can tell you that the general subject is partially hyperbolic dynamical systems. This is a subject that interested me going back to graduate school. My thesis was on partially hyperbolic diffeomorphisms. Partial hyperbolicity is a hybrid type of dynamical system and generally combines sort of two features kind of in different directions of the system. So one type of feature is very chaotic, the kind of feature that displays sensitivity to initial conditions, the kind of behavior that's found in the famous horseshoe smell. This chaotic behavior is typically very rigid. You see a lot of craziness in such a system, but it can't be kind of perturbed away. And a partially hyperbolic system has these chaotic features, but they're combined kind of in another direction with much more loose, potentially very unchaotic behavior, very regular behavior. And these two kind of different features are competing with each other to create some kind of outcome that you have to determine by looking at the system. And it turns out many kind of classical dynamical systems that have been studied, like going back even to Poincaré's study of the planetary motion, they have partially hyperbolic features. So it's an important class of dynamical systems to understand. And I think that in some sense these partially hyperbolic systems are at the limit of what kinds of systems you can describe in a very general way. You know, you can say the typical partially hyperbolic dynamical system has such and such a behavior. I think sort of beyond this class, things get very localized. You get kind of specific behaviors that you have to study, and it's less understandable from afar. So I guess in this talk, I'm going to try to convey something about the history of the subject, the context of the results, especially a lot of the recent results in partially hyperbolic dynamics, and some of the techniques. So this is what I'm aiming for, but to see how I'm going to do it, I guess you'll have to show up for the talk.
Well, that's good incentive right there. On your webpage, you have, I think, some images of pathological foliations. Does that deal or relate to your topic in this talk?
Yeah, so the pathological foliations are actually something that arise very commonly in partially hyperbolic systems. And the leaves of this foliation, those lines that you see on my website, are actually the more regular directions of the dynamics, the non-chaotic directions. And they have some very, well, pathological features. They're sort of partially hyperbolic systems have a certain rigidity, and the kind of rigidity that you see is reflected in this foliation. But these foliations have very interesting properties, yeah.
Amy, is there anything else you'd like to add about your address or about the topic?
Well, I'm going to try to make this talk, even though it's an AMS talk, I am going to try to make it pretty broadly accessible. So I hope that it can be kind of understandable or interesting to someone who's maybe an advanced undergraduate or graduate student in math.
Well, Amy, thank you very much. That's Amy Wilkinson of Northwestern University, whose invited address, Chaos and Symmetry in Partially Hyperbolic Systems, will be on Wednesday morning at the joint math meetings from 10:05 to 10:55. Amy, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mike. See you then.